an estimate of 300 million people around the world suffer from depression. This is according to the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization has ranked Kenya 6th in Africa with the highest number of depression cases and 9th worldwide, with about 1.9 million people suffering from depression. Among the 1.9 million people, a large proportion of the depression cases in Kenya are still underdetected and therefore untreated. I am heading to Cynthia's home located in Huruma, Eldoret Town in Uasin Gishu County. Cynthia Acheng has been battling with depression. Cynthia is a 25-year-old lady who has been suffering from depression since her childhood with no guidance or sensitization from experts. Worse still, her parents were never aware of her depression. Like many other people out there living with depression, life has not been easy for her.
Nimekuwa na depression since nikuwa mdogo. Nikiwa mdogo, I had a big body, nilikuwa mnono. So at school, sikuwa na marafiki juu my friends walikuwa wamenibandika jina I am fat. So watu wakuwa wanataka kutembea na mimi and walikuwa wananichekelea. But sasa mimi mwenyewe sikuwa najua that nilikuwa na depression because I was too young to understand issues na depression. And my parents hawakukuwa najua kuwa niko na shida hiyo time juu kwetu tuko watoto watano. So kupay attention to one kid, alafu kuna wale wengine wanne, it was very hard for them to notice that I had a problem. And it's been 10 years since I find out that I am depressed.
Eunice, a mother of two, has been taking care of her daughter who has been living with depression for 10 years. Angela, the daughter, was forced to drop out of school for some time to nurse her depression after she was bullied by her classmates.
I think she started getting sick when she was about 14. Sometimes she'd go to school and she wouldn't be able to concentrate. She used to cut her arms, and I didn't realize it when it was actually happening that she was doing it. I just saw the scars later. But we're able to talk about it, and it is basically just a coping mechanism for whatever pain or whatever things she's feeling inside her. And so there was a season when there was a teacher in school who was basically bullying her. So in fact, for that season, I actually pulled her out of school until we were able to resolve the issue with the administration.
Melissa started experiencing signs of depression at 21 years of age, but she was able to share her situation, and with the help of friends, she was able to find help from an expert.
Nili realize niko na depression nikiwa 21 years, na marafiki wangu ndio walikuwa wa kwanza ku notice my sadness na distance, but ni kama hawaku wanaelewa chenye kinaendelea kwa maisha yangu. Ilikuwa ni mimi tu nilikuwa najua. Sasa venye miaka mbili ziliisha, nikasikia mzigo umekuwa mzito kwangu, siwezi kuitake tena. Like sasa nikaamua kwenda kuongea na wazazi wangu. Venye nilienda nikawaambia hata nilikuwa napitia magumu, karibu hata nijitoe uhai. Hawakuichukulia vizuri, wakanikasirikia, and I moved on. Nikaenda kuongea na marafiki zangu ambao walinielewa. Halafu sasa wakani connect na daktari. Wakani connect na daktari ambaye alinisaidia.
Dr. Boniface Chitai, a psychiatrist who has been dealing with depressed patients, has advised on the importance of love and care to people living with depression.
The body is one, and the mind is part of the body. The mind, all this thing we call mind, which is just about our thoughts, our emotions, and our memory, they all come from the brain, which is part of the physical body. So there's no separation between the mind and the body. And therefore, there should be no separation between mental illness and physical illness. They are all physical anyway, you know? And there's a lot of studies that have been done to show that a disease like depression has origins from genetics, from the biology, the structure of the brain is altered in depression, and when we give medication and do psychotherapy, there are changes that take place in the brain to heal it. And therefore, our society needs to take more interest in learning. Our schools, teachers need to be trained more about mental health, to teach young people from a young age to know about mental health, to take care of it, protect it, because we cannot have a society developing without good mental health.
Chitai has put emphasis on the importance of mental health. He urges the need for more public mental health facilities in the country to take care of the increasing number of people suffering from mental health.
The problem we have is that most of mental health care is private, and so very few public hospitals offer mental health services, which for me is something that needs correction, because we say that health is a right, and there's no health without mental health, and therefore mental health services should be readily available. A good model is one that is at Kenyatta for young people. There's a youth clinic that is absolutely free at Kenyatta that provides all services, in mental health. In Mathare, there's no specifically youth services, so there's just adult services. But generally, we need a model that ensures youth-friendly mental health services in all counties. That's when we'll be able to adequately deal with this problem.
Mental health is important to each and every human being, so there is need for mental health awareness. The national and county governments need to provide more mental health facilities with enough mental health specialists to help close to 2 million Kenyans living with depression. For Hubs Media Special Report, I'm Bina Navai.